This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. When petroleum diesel prices rise, renewable diesel and biodiesel become more competitive. As the crude oil price has climbed in the weeks since the beginning of the war in Iran, soy oil prices have followed suit. However, it's not just the war that is causing price movement to the upside. In March, the EPA finalized its RFS rule, mandating the highest biodiesel and renewable diesel blending volumes in history for 26-27. This has led to another boost in demand for domestically produced soybean oil. We will hear more from Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4, location?
Kraber back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5UC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Matt Bennett is the CEO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, and he says the soybean crush in the United States has lit a fuse under the soy oil market.
Crush margins have just been incredible, you know, and soybean oil has kind of led the way there. Oil shares kind of come in like a rocket compared to historicals. I mean, we haven't seen this, I believe, about three times in history whenever oil share was over 50%, you know, and obviously you look at soybean oil, 75-60, you know, as we speak here, and I mean, that's pretty rich. I mean, that's the highest oil we've seen.
Bennett says that other oils have benefited from the price spike for crude oil.
You're in a position where with crude oil being on the run that it's had, you know, as we speak here this morning, you still got June crude oil, $105. And so obviously that has definitely provided support to other oils, vegetable oils, soybean oil, you name it.
He adds that many countries around the world are attempting to lower fuel prices by turning to domestic feedstocks.
I guess moving forward, as far as soybeans go, a lot of folks in the world are trying to figure out ways to cheapen up their fuel and use more soybean oil, you know, in some of their mixes, if you will. I mean, Brazil's talking about maybe 100% mix.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.